I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Sunday afternoon's concert is the third such festival. In this, its centennial year, the San Francisco Symphony has taken the project under its wing.
At first, it was developed by a consortium of local Bay Area youth orchestras as a way to stay in touch with each other and sort of help each other out and to give members of other youth orchestras the chance to perform in Davies Symphony Hall.
That's Donato Cabrera, who conducts the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra. They'll be playing two movements from Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5. The other groups involved are the California Youth Symphony, El Camino Youth Symphony, Marin Symphony Youth Orchestra, Oakland Youth Orchestra, and the Young People's Symphony Orchestra. David Ramadanov conducts the YPSO and has been involved with each of the previous year's concerts.
It was an absolute thrill, I know, for every one of the participating youth orchestras to be able to rehearse and to perform on that stage.
As a grand finale to the concerts, musicians representing each ensemble play together as a festival orchestra. One of Ramadanov's duties was to figure out who went where.
I've always tried to put them in combination so that members of youth orchestras were sitting with members of other youth orchestras that they had not worked with before so that they could get to know each other. There was that social component.
The finale this year will be the Death of Tybalt scene from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Donato Cabrera says it might be a little bit tight.
Well, we have a limited amount of space up there, but kids are, you know, you can cram kids, a lot of kids onto a stage and they won't complain that much and they're just happy to be up there. So I think it's going to be close to 120, 125 kids up there playing.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.